Every week we look at a football club that you probably haven't given any thought to in your life and you really should have done, because football is beyond the top four of the Premier League. Today I'm very pleased to say we're going to hear about Hereford FC and speak to their chairman, John Hale. John, good morning.
Good morning, Max.
How are you? Well?
I'm very well, thank you. Very well.
Okay, so like every week we do this, and I hadn't really been across the whole Hereford story that you were expelled from the conference. I think even when Cambridge were in there, it just sort of passed me by, and I think that's what happens with small clubs, is you're fighting your own battle, and to get the coverage sort of nationally is quite difficult. So tell us the story and tell us where you are now.
Yeah, well, on the last day of last season, we went down to Aldershot, won the game, and maintained our conference premier status. Within a matter of weeks, the club had been taken over, and unfortunately, the new owners deemed it not sensible to pay a bond that was being asked for by the conference, as there were already financial issues at the club. And we were demoted two leagues into the Southern Premier. Sadly, on the 19th of December, due to all the promised monies not being forthcoming, the club were wound up, and therefore all of our fixtures for this season were basically scrubbed off the record, and the club ceased to exist.
So then tell us, how did you come to form the new club?
Well, some months ago, a group of us, all of whom are long-standing Hereford United supporters, sort of preempted what was happening, really. The club was crippled by debt, so we started some plans to look at a Phoenix club, should the club ever be wound up, and of course it was. So we've pushed those plans forward now. We've just recently taken on a five-season tenancy for Edgar Street, and Hereford FC has been born, and we've started selling season tickets. So the club is rising from the ashes, the Phoenix is rising, and I'm delighted to say that the supporters, incredible supporters, have got right behind it, and I think we're going to have quite a journey again.
So, John, you haven't actually played a game yet. Do you know what division you're going to be in?
We've made the application to the FA. That had to be done by the end of March, and obviously we had to have tenancy of the ground by the end of March as well, so that's all happened. And now we await a process within the FA to decide what level that we should go in at. Their rules state that they should the Phoenix club should start two leagues below where the old club went out of existence, so technically we should start at step five, which is the Midland Football League. But as we've said to the FA and to the supporters, we've got to take it on the chin, really, and at whatever level we get put at, we start again, and we build and build a sustainable club with a fantastic supporter base behind us.
I suppose there's history in other clubs doing this, which must give you hope, I guess.
Yeah, absolutely. And we've spoken to a number of other clubs as well who have been through this process, and we've talked to them about the things they did right and the things they did wrong and the things they'd do differently. That's been a tremendous learning curve for us. But also, I'd say that the supporters that have got behind us have just been incredible. They fought to save the soul of our club, and then moved on to sort of save the ground as well. And we fought a hard battle with a tremendous fan base, and we were helped in that process by supporters of some of the clubs that you talk about that have reformed and have gone back up through the league. So it's real. It's been a real football family story, this one,
John. What is it that motivates you to go to all this trouble? Because it would be so much easier just to not bother.
Well, it's quite simple. I think when a football club's in your blood, you'll do anything for it. And what we have found, I myself have been a fan since 1980, and this season, unfortunately, is the first season I've never actually attended a game, simply because of obviously what was going on at the club, and I and many others didn't attend the game this season. And I admire the ones that did. And we've all come together again now and realised that we needed to get this club back in the hands of the supporters, and that's what we've done. There's some great stories of Hereford fans over the years, and obviously there's the famous dates that everyone knows about, but there's an awful lot more heritage in the football club that people probably don't know about. And it's just great meeting people. I met a supporter outside the ground on Friday when I went to put the keys up for the ground, and he got out of his car, he'd waited patiently for me, and he shook my hand and said, "I've been coming watching football for 66 years here," he said, "and And I'm just so happy that I'm able to carry on. And that story epitomises what we have at Hereford in terms of a supporter base. Very loyal. I think we felt we had a responsibility to make sure that football was back at Edgar Street and stays at Edgar Street for the whole county of Herefordshire for as long as we can. So it's fantastic. Without the supporters and without the supporters of other clubs as well, we wouldn't have a football club kicking off in August, and we're all obviously tremendously excited about it.
Listen, John, it's brilliant what you're doing, and I wish you the best of luck, and it's so important for towns like Hereford that they have their football club. Very quickly, and in one word, because we're tight for time, will you keep the big bull's head as your crest?
It's on there with a new badge, and it's right at the centre.
Brilliant. I needed to know that. Thank you so much, John. John Hale, good luck with everything. The chairman of Hereford FC.